up the front, made of rock. Next to him, George Hughes. Second row, Dan Carson. And Jim Richards next to him. And back behind him further is the second of the little is now John Harvey and Warren Cullen next to him. And Gary Rogers and Alan Wright. Bob Morris and Dick Johnson. Alan Moffat, I see there, and next to him is the second of the Steve Harrington car. Steve Masterman is there, all drivers looking at the starter. Greg Kemp with Alan Moffat, Terry Steele, Terry Finnegan, Jim Keogh, Freddie Gibson. Down, down, they all look at the tackers, look at the rev counters. That's what they're looking at, the tractor, the oil pressure, oil temperature. Car in and out of here 25 times for the start of the 1983 James Hardy 1000, 163 laps in this mountain circuit. That's about 10 o'clock and they've got just a little over 6,000 racing ahead of them. Weight loss on the drivers is enormous, the tyres that they go through, the body panels that they unfortunately go through. Also enormous cost there, some cars representing investors with over $100,000. James Hardy Bridge now framing these cars as they look up pit straight with that very tight corner of Murray to greet them before they head up mountain straight. Cars stretch the full length of pit straight round the corner and halfway up to the JPS Bridge. And up on front we've got 05, Peter Brom. Next to him we've got George Fury. And what a difference in motor cars they are. What a confused start it will be, because we know that the Commodore will get away. Turbo Bird's often slowed up. We know that the BMW squats, the middle squat down there, and it won't quite get away, but the flag is down. All the cars, in fact, they didn't get away better down the roof, but it's first and third best to Peter Brom. He's got to move that wicket to the ball. Furious, George got up to a tremendous start. He'll be second if they run through there, which is second at the roof, and starting up from there in the third spot. Behind them, fourth, as you think that I'm running up the
mountain. I wouldn't have been the other half,
Here he goes, flying past us, and the second car is the second of the...